The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is the Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Shortly after 5 o'clock, we're going to be speaking to the man whose responsibility it is to keep everybody safe this weekend, Keith Leonard. He's Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. Storm Kathleen on the way, just the latest iteration of the bloody awful weather. It has not stopped raining, it feels like, since about July last year. If we feel bad, imagine how farmers feel out there. We are going to be talking to a few of them in just a moment. But first, our own reporter Josh Crosby has been in RD County Louth today getting some reaction to the looming storm.
RD Rugby Club were due to play in the Leinster Cup on Sunday next. We've had to concede home advantage because our pitch can no longer take any more water. I was like Jesus Christ trying to walk on water this morning, checking the pitch out.
I have a dog and I hate for him to get wet.
Trying to dry him then when you get home?
Yeah, because I have to share him and I have to get into the shower with him. So I do.
So you want to see the back of the rain, innit?
Yeah, hallelujah. The back of it is right, yeah.
I can't get the gas cut and I can't put in a few spuds of that, you know. I have them in usually 3 weeks now, at least, but you can't, it's too wet.
You'd only be small scale?
Yeah, very small, yeah.
So you can imagine the effect this is going to have on the big producers?
Absolutely, yeah. So the spuds will be, everything will be short this year.
I think it's the greatest load of cod's wallop. They're all talking about the weather. We're talking about the same thing day in, day out. You walk up to someone today, you ask them, what's the crack? Yeah, what's the crack? Oh, geez, the weather's very bad, isn't it? It's just the same all the time, 24/7.
I've four premises around the area.
And how has the weather affected business?
It's doom and gloom, trying to keep a smile on people's faces, trying to enlighten everything is difficult, but we're all getting through it, and it's just a case like, how long is this going to last? What next?
I'm a part-time farmer. I have cattle I can't let out. I have lambs I can't let out because grass is not there. It's too wet.
Would you have a figure of how much it's going to cost you extra this bad weather?
I'd say you're owning it to maybe 3,000 to 4,000 euros.
I still have a bit of a farm.
It's affecting feed and
everything? Yes, yes. And of course that's going to be impacting on everybody and everything, isn't it?
You've your umbrella, your woolly hat, your
rain
jacket
on. Yes, I know. So you need it in this country.
You're prepared for Storm Kathleen?
Oh, I know. It's coming tomorrow. Oh my God. There'll be no washing out on the line.
Batten down the hatches.
Locals in RD County Louth speaking to our own Josh Crosby. One of the contributors there mentioned the spuds and how few of them he has in the ground. Ivan Curran from Broadley's Farm in Stamullen and County Meath is on the line. Ivan, you're welcome to the show. How has the weather, the bad weather, and not just the bad weather in the last few days, the last couple of weeks, the last 9 months, as I say, it feels like, how has it impacted you?
It's been horrendous, really, Kieran. Like the planting last year was terrible. The harvesting was, I never seen any conditions like the harvesting this year. Now we're nearly four weeks later, late starting our planting now. So it's just, it's an awful mess altogether. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest with you.
And I mean, it doesn't look like you're going to be doing any planting in the next few days. What impact is all this going to have on you?
Well, it's going to put all the potatoes late. It's going to reduce the yield of your crop. Our early potatoes are going to be late as such. Rooster potatoes, which are probably the main variety everyone knows, they're going to be late. There's probably going to be a gap between, there won't be rooster all, like there'll be a gap of maybe 6 or 8 weeks between rooster, I would say, between new rooster and old rooster. It's just going to put everything late. I'm sure we still don't know when we're going to get out in the land even.
Yeah, that's the issue. I mean, one of the other contributors mentioned he was like Jesus trying to walk on water. I mean, fields are like, they're like sponges, some of them to walk across in different parts of the country. I mean, the potatoes being that late, a shortage of roosters and others as well. I mean, what does that mean, not just for the business then, Ivan, but I mean for the kind of the processing line, for consumers at the end of it?
Well, there'll be probably more imports will come in, from Egyptian potatoes and that, maybe to fill in the shortfall between Irish and that. You'll have that. They'll be probably more expensive, but there'll be certainly potatoes there, but they might be as much and they'll be more expensive and they probably won't be Irish for a while, I'd say, Kieran. That's the way I see it anyway. And there's going to be that gap. It depends how quick we can get into plants, but there's probably a gap there between Irish and new crop, you know.
You've some cattle as well, is that right?
We have, yeah.
Are they in or out?
They're in. We did let out some cattle, but we had to take them back in again. They're running muck on the ground. We had no choice to bring them in. Lucky enough, we had a bit of silage left over, but if we have to do this for another week, we'd be running out of silage. We'll have to try and buy some in from somewhere.
Oh, you only have a couple of weeks of fodder left?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
I mean,
we'd usually be out a month now around here, maybe 6 weeks, have cattle out. Anyway, definitely the early March, you'd have cattle out in Ireland where we are destroying enough land, you know?
There must be a personal impact as well. I mean, a toll. There's a toll on all of us. It gets in on you looking out the window at it. And for most of us, it's just kind of a curse of not being able to go out and walk the dog or what have you. Your kids' training gets cancelled when it's your business and it's your livelihood and it's your source of income. I can't imagine what it's like, Ivan.
Oh, well, it is, absolutely. And you come in every morning and we have eight lads here and you're really not busy. They're doing bits and pieces with all the machinery is packed in the yard. You can't go out and we have corn to sow as well, a lot of corn to sow. And everyone, although they're around doing bits and pieces in the yard, we're not out doing what we should be doing, you know. So the workload is building up. And to be honest, I look forward to the weekends. No one's in the yard and I can clear my head and just try and forget about it for a day or two. But Monday morning, look at next Monday again. It's giving serious rain again next Monday, you know. Jesus, we can't get 2 days together at all.
Charlie McConnell, the Minister for Agriculture, I know has announced different support. So we've just got a statement in actually from his office. I'm acutely aware of the pressures farmers are under. I've already mobilised Chagask to provide advice and assistance. I've also asked my department to explore the operationalising of a scheme to support long distance fodder movements on the island of Ireland, along with the lines of that which operated in 2018. Should that prove necessary? And I'm working with stakeholders through the National Fodder and Food Security Committee. Help do you need, Ivan, now, beyond the rain stopping?
Well, beyond the rain stopping, for the potatoes, we need to get them into the ground. Financial support is hard. I don't know. I take good weather any day now and just get on with my work. The forage end of it, I might just get out lucky enough, just the area we're in. There's a lot of people a lot worse off than I am where we are. But I don't like looking for support for that. I'd sooner get on with my own, but they're going to have to do something for the cereal end of things, more so than the potatoes, the corn end, and that. I have 500 acres still to sow, and there's no way, any way I can do this that I'm going to make it, not lose money growing 500 acres of corn now at this stage. And that's probably, they need the help more than anyone, nearly the cereal men, even more than dairy men or anything, I would say.
Hannah Quinn Mulligan is with us as well, Ivan, the journalist farmer herself. Hannah, I was reading your piece in the paper a couple of weeks ago. I know you kind of got a second cut of silage in maybe last year, was it? You said you don't usually do it, but it has staved the worst impacts maybe off for a little while longer for you. But Ivan's experience, not uncommon up and down the country.
No, unfortunately not. And commiseration to Ivan and all the farmers out there. Been on a couple of tillage farms this week and they just can't sow any crops. You know, you're putting your wellies on and the water comes up to over your ankles. You know, it's really serious now. I guess Chagas had a survey out recently and almost a third of beef farmers only have enough fodder to last for 10 days or less. Nearly half of all dairy farmers still have their cattle housed, which would be unheard of. You know, we're really proud of being this grass-fed island and able to get cows out early, and that's just not happening. Very mixed messages coming then from the Department of Agriculture, which isn't helping. You know, earlier in the week, you had a chief inspector coming out saying there was no money, that was the quote, no money for any kind of fodder scheme. And yet, on the front page of the Farmers' Journal then this week, Junior Minister Martin Hayden is saying that nothing is off the table yet. And then McConnell Oak rose in, the senior minister rose in saying nearly exactly the same thing. I mean, with Minister Hayden, you might be wondering, is there some political manoeuvring going on, especially as Fine Gael Ardesh is on this weekend. But I mean, that doesn't help farmers. And those kind of mixed messages really don't help farmers like Ivan or anyone else who's out there who's looking at the weather forecast.
What again, I mean, beyond the obvious of breaking the weather, what would help farmers? Or is it impossible to answer, you know, beyond kind of maybe securing fodder in the short term, is it impossible to know what help or they might need until later in the year when kind of chickens come home to roost?
That could potentially be it. I mean, but for most farmers, they're he can't get his crops into the ground now, that causes serious, serious issues long term. So he's probably going to be able to calculate now how much he's going to have lost. And that's the same for a lot of farmers out there as well. They'll know now and the impact this is going to have on their bottom line. So, you know, an emergency measure is fine now, but really, nearly, like you said, it's a 10 months' time that they might need more help.
Ivan, can you ever remember it being this wet for this long?
No. I often remember a bad spring or a bad harvesting, but like even last year when we were planting was bad. So we're into our second year now, bad weather, if you like to call it that, with no break. But I've never seen a sustained amount of wet. Like, it's wet since last July, more or less, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it started raining in July when the kids finished school. Lots of people will remember that as the kind of...
The moment
it started, and it certainly feels like it hasn't stopped. Edward Hayden is with us as well, the TV chef and the culinary lecturer at SETU. Edward, I mean, you, given the industry you work in, are acutely aware of the food chain, and given the part of the country as well that you're living in, farmers all around you, you're certainly aware of how this is impacting people.
Absolutely, of course, Kieran, and good afternoon. Kilkenny, prime agricultural area. And I always think, you know, we probably don't always fully appreciate the interconnection between agriculture and food and the knock-on around that. I mean, I'm hearing from friends of mine such bleak stories with regards to farming, both tillage and dairy as well. And of course, now we're also familiar with and waiting for this glorious spring lamb. But there's an awful problem with lambs at the minute due to kind of the inclement weather, with a lot of them getting hypothermia either in the shed or in the fields due to getting wet and not being able to dry out. So it does have a big impact. And then further down the line, from a tourism point of view, you know, we have no definition of the seasons anymore. So normally you'd be thinking that when you come to the 1st of April, you'd be fairly safe to be organising things. I was listening to the radio this morning, and our neighbouring county, Carlow, were organising the Pan Celtic International competition, and they're kind of looking at having to kind of cancel or postpone or reschedule events. So it's very difficult, and for people coming to visit, I mean, I'm looking at where I live down in Greggan the Manor. We have the glorious River Barrow, and people kind of use it for so many different amenities. But again, all of those amenities are either compromised or precluded due to the weather. So whatever way things went on St. Swithin's Day last July, we certainly have got more than 40 days of rain for sure.
We certainly have. And I mean, you know, I talked about it a little bit with Ivan there, Edward. It gets in on you as well, doesn't it, looking out at that rain all the time?
Kieran, I have to tell you, I was looking forward to today. I'm on holidays this week, and I was driving down this morning to meet a good friend of mine in Cashel. And literally, from the time I left Greggan the Manor to the time I landed in Cashel, it was spilling rain. I was trying to dart into the hotel in the spills of rain as well. So it does get in on you. It gets in on you trying to plan things. I mean, in fairness, we had got a little tiny stay of execution for the few days over Easter. But nobody,
we did.
I
got
think,
the grass cut. Lots of people got the grass cut.
For sure, the first cut. But I think we kind of had to do, we had to respond quickly because we were expecting such bad weather. Nobody. But plan to go anywhere, to do anything, to look at it. Those that are very house proud, you kind of have rain dragged in on the tiles in the hall. So it's really bad. I mean, the children are off school. I don't have children, you do, but children are off school for the last couple of weeks. Difficult to be doing anything with them because that's what I would call human fun. So you kind of end up having to go down the route of, you know, TVs or tablets or whatever, because the opportunities to get out and about are kind of not always available. But it does get in on you. And like what one of your contributors said there from RD, it has become like our nationwide vernacular. It seems that we can't talk about anything other than the weather. It's kind of all of your conversations, whether you're getting your hair cut or at the supermarket, is open with, was a good day or a bad day or a wet day or a whatever day, you know.
Yeah.
So it has certainly taken over our conversation as well.
And what doesn't help is a looming storm. So I mentioned we're going to be speaking to Keith Leonard, Director of the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management, a little bit later in the show, shortly after 5 o'clock. You mentioned some of the things you want to do with kids. I was hoping to be in Thurles on Saturday evening with the kids watching a league final. I'm not sure if I'll drag them over there in this weather. The TV might have to do. Listen, my thanks to all of you for your time, to Edward Hayden, the TV chef, the culinary lecturer with SETU, to Hannah Quinn Mulligan, journalist and farmer, and Ivan Curran from Broadleys Farm in Stamullen in County Meath.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.